of people being shut in and shut out from everybody and everything. And it's easy to get caught in some stuff. But the truth of the matter is that even in a shutdown, you need God to be big with you. I mean, it took the virus to get people's attention to be able to see some stuff. Understand this, that now that the government is taking time out to get major corporations to start mass producing face masks to keep our healthcare workers safe, the first people they called on was car manufacturers. Man, it's just amazing how God can keep your job by changing what you do, but keeping you on the assembly line. That somebody needed that. That God to have you teaching from the house. God to have you teaching from the place that you thought that you wanted to get away from for a little while. You said you needed a little minute away from the kids, and here God then gave you all the way until May 3rd with no school. Somebody gonna hear me. So we're gonna talk about being big with me. Tonight's text we're gonna come from tonight is Mark 2. Mark 2, the Gospel of St. Mark, the second chapter, verses chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. A lot of verses, but it's one simple story. Very familiar passage. We've taught it and preached it and discussed it before. We want to approach it from a little bit different point of view tonight in our Bible study. And it says, a few days later, when Jesus entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. When they gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them, some men came bringing to him a paralyzed man and carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was laying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Verse 6. Now, some of the teachers of the law were sitting there and thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming, and who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, verse 11, I tell you, get up, take up your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat and walked out in full view. Somebody got the feeling that he got up and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. So tonight we're gonna talk from this thought. Be big with me. Be big with me. See, the thing that I've wanted to everybody to really understand about this series, this train of thought that we've really pushed ourselves through the last couple of months, last month, has been, is that you can't be big without God. We talked about it in different ways. We talked about how to be big with God in our prayer life. We talked about how to be big with God in relational situations. We talked about how to be big with God even when we were talking about being big with God in our giving. Because we have to understand that you can't be big with God and you are robbing God. We talked about that. We talked about last Sunday how do we got to be big in our thought process. And some of the stuff that I've had to realize this week has been that we can't be big if we can't realize that we got to be able to be big even with other people. That one of our struggles that we have in our life is that we always feel like that being big means I have to eliminate people that help me get along the way. But the truth of the matter is that it's by the exiting of people, it's the elimination of other people that you have in your life, that you seem to push them out so quickly that you seem to miss sometimes the power that comes along with telling other people that you can come along with me. I don't need you to be here with me whenever times are good. I don't need you to be with me when stuff is going on. But I need you to be with me when everything seems to go crazy. I tell people all the time, I don't need friends when everything is all right. I need some friends that will stick with me when I'm going crazy, when I'm gonna make bad decisions. That's what makes me big. Not stuff, not the things that people want to tell me to make it okay, but the people that appreciate where I am and what I have going on. Because watch this, what you are and who you are is defined by not what you go through. See, that's what people want to tell you. That's how people judge you. They judge you by what you've been through, how you talk to people, how you deal with stuff. That's not how God works it. God works, watch this, not by what you've been through, but God looks at you by the way that you acted as you went through it. How did you act while you were going through? See, no matter how big you desire to be, you can never be bigger than what God intended for you to be. You can never outdo what God has going for you. You cannot outpray God. You cannot outlive God. You cannot outdo God. Because guess what? When it's all said and done, you have to struggle with liking and dealing with that one person, you. You can't throw him away. You can't lie on him. You can't deal with anything else, because you have to sleep with, deal with, live with, appreciate the one person that's looking you in the mirror, and that's you. Watch this. One of the problems we have with being big in this thing called life is that we struggle with trying to make everybody like us, when the truth of what we are and who we are is really based upon how you act when nobody else is around. You can be big with God and move from glory to glory and not have any friends, not have anybody you deal with, not have anybody you want to talk to. But the truth of the matter is that if you desire to be big and grow with God, you have to have relationship. Have to have relationship with God. You got to have relationship with your brothers. Watch this. The man in this text, he was paralyzed. That is not a understanding, a misunderstanding. He couldn't move. Watch this. But even in the text, we learned in this text, and it just jumped at me all over again. The Bible says right here in verse 3, and some men came bringing him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. Watch this. Why, don't run past that too quick, because that's what we miss. Watch this. Y'all ready? And some men came bringing him a paralyzed man carried by four of them, which means what? I've preached this wrong. It was more than four. God, y'all ain't gonna. Just because he was paralyzed, his friendships and relationships were not limited to his situation. Just because I'm on my back don't mean I don't have relationship. Just because I'm in a situation where I can't go up higher than where I am right now, I'll do the best with what I am. Watch this. Because my friendship don't mean that they make me feel big, but they are able to carry me to where I am not at and can't go on my own. Somebody needed that tonight. I felt that all in my spirit. That if your circle, if the biggest fish in your pond is you, you are not big. You're not big. You're not you. If your desire is for relationship to be with you and you alone, and everybody coming to you for the answers, and you want to act like that everything is okay because that's what you got. No, that's not how God. That's not big. Watch this. That's not big. That's ego. Three letters, both words, but they mean two different things. That ego means that you want them to come and puff your head up. But being big means that I'm going to go beyond imagination and goals, which means what? I have to lean on somebody that I don't even know of yet. Y'all, let me bless y'all. Y'all ready for this? I was on the phone today. I probably shouldn't even be telling nobody this yet. I was on the phone today and I was trying to tell them what we were trying to do at the ministry, trying to be give away food and clothes and give stuff away. Y'all know what they asked me? They didn't ask me the size of my building. They didn't ask me if we had a standalone. You know what they asked me? Are you sure you want to do it? Because Pastor, if you want to do it, we'll make it happen. Come on, y'all ain't with me. I don't have the money. I don't know where it's coming from. I keep telling y'all, I got more vision than I got money. But my circle, y'all ain't ready for this. My circle is set up that it's able to keep me when my money would run short. My circle keeps blowing me up. Y'all ain't ready for me. Because guess what? They don't have to understand what I'm dealing with to know that God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. Why? Because it's going to be big. Watch this. And them being big, the call they had with me was normal. It was what they normally do. It had nothing to do with being irregular to them. But to me, it was life changing. Why? Because when it's big, it don't mean that it's big for them. Watch this. It meant that it's big for you. Because no matter how many people he had in the group, he had some people around him, but he only had four carrying him. The day was meant because there were some people around him that benefited from him getting big. I'm almost done. Let's get to our 3 points. I'm out of here. The first thing is that adversity eliminates doubt. Whew. Y'all ain't ready for me tonight. I promise you, you're not. Adversity eliminates doubt. What? What you mean? I'm glad you asked me. First thing. Y'all got all my points up. I didn't work on this so hard. I ain't even set my stuff up right. Adversity eliminates doubt. What does that mean? First thing, first sight of problems causes a choice. First sight of problems. The first time you see something, it means you got to make a decision. Soon as you see something, as soon as it seems to go crazy, you got to make a choice. I'm sick and tired of these people that want to be on the fence until they know for sure how God gonna do it. But there are some people on this line today and out in this world that understand that, hey, I don't have to know everything that God is gonna do. But at the first sight of problems, I understand that I got to make a decision. Got to make a choice. I got to figure something out. I don't know how he going to do it. I don't know when he going to do it. But I have to decide if I'm going to plot or pray. I have to decide if I'm going to lean and depend or I'm going to throw my hands up and say, God, I tried. You should have showed up before now. I got to make a decision. And the problem with most of us is we don't want to make a decision without, watch this, without knowing how God's going to do it. Watch this. These friends said, hey, Jesus in town. What that mean? We need to get to him. Man, look, I can't go. You know how my legs ain't working. I can't figure out what I'm going to do. I don't need your legs to work. Well, what do you need? I need y'all to pack me. Watch this. Y'all ready for this? If it had not been, y'all ready? Y'all ready? As an old friend of mine used to say, I'm finna wow you. If he had not have been paralyzed, they might not have had a reason to go meet Jesus. That sometimes in your life, you end up in situations that you get to meet God, not because everything is worked out, but you get to meet God because your friends are jacked up. Man, and I want my friends to be well so bad that I'm willing to put myself in a situation and carry them. Watch this. Not take them, not bring them, not invite them, but I'm willing to carry them from where they are to where God is. Why? Because I need you healed. Y'all ain't ready. Okay. All right. Because see, we want friends. And this is my second one. For this point, this is my second sub point. that I've had to realize in this season is that no rain means no grass. Wow. I threw myself off. No rain means no grass. Well, what are you trying to say? I'm glad y'all asked. Y'all asking some real good questions tonight. That literally, that you keep trying to get in a place with God where you don't have any problems, you don't have any situations, you don't have anything you're dealing with, and you want to act like everything is going to be fine because you want it to be fine. And if it's worked the way you want it to work, then it's going to be okay. No, it's the rainy days that make the green grass green. Because if it hadn't have been for the rain, you would not have had them pretty days. What are you trying to say? It's the stuff you go through that makes you stronger on the other side. So when God shows up in the midst of your miracle, you know that who he is and where he is, because God is a way maker. Not because you've been perfect, not because you had it all figured out, not because you cute and got all of your stuff going on and you can be cute and have all that going on. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't, watch this, love him through some stuff, then he won't trust you. He won't trust you. Why? Because at the first sign of a problem, they didn't run. They didn't act like they didn't have it together. They didn't act like they didn't figure it out. They didn't act like all of their stuff was going on. What they do? They came in the room and said, hey, we got a problem. Jesus is in here, but we can't get to the room. We got to figure out what's going on. So what are we going to do? What we're going to do is we're going to get out of the situation we're in. Y'all ready for that? I'm going to get out of the situation I'm in and figure out a way to fix it. Oh, man. Because guess what? Y'all ain't ready for that. I ain't even going to go there yet. I ain't even going to go there. No rain means no grass. The third and final thing. Trouble shows you you're on the right path. Watch this. If anybody went to the store recently and you figured out what nobody wanted because the stuff that you was dealing with, nobody had any desire to pick it up. You realize in a season like this that if people you realize in this season that toilet paper is a valuable substance. Man, y'all missing it. So when you get to the store, it's scarce. But if you go to the store, watch this, for Glade, the little air freshener spray, but don't clean nothing. You watch this. In January, you act like they were the same thing. You would spray them and freshen up the air around you. But on March 31st, there's a whole different meaning that you're bringing to what you got going on, because when you get ready to run into something, you might have been fine with Glade when you didn't need it to sanitize. But in this season, I'm going to need this thing to clean up what I messed up. Oh boy, y'all ain't going to have me on my quartet music tonight. Starting my life over. You got to clean up. You got to move from what you're dealing with and move towards some real stuff. I'm tired of, boy, I'm going to put this on Facebook later tonight. I'm tired of Glade people. I need some Lysol in my life. I'm tired of Glade people that all they do is make it smell good, but they ain't cleaning up nothing. They masking what's going on, but they not changing. Watch this. They're not changing the environment, because adversity eliminates doubt. Fake people sit you down when they realize the house is full, but real people keep going. Man, y'all, I'm about to take off running in my house. My wife got me. I done showered and everything. I'm sweating all in this chair. That when you go through some stuff, and this right here is some stuff that I'm going through. Watch this. And it's caused some people that I thought were with me, that I thought had my back, they've moved out of the way and become Glade. Watch this. Don't miss it. Because I still might like some Glade every now and then. But I know I can't depend on you like I need Lysol, because you don't sanitize and disinfect. You just cover it up. And the thing about it that I learned as a kid, and this ain't even in my notes, but I'll go here for the night, that, that the little game that we played that, that made the shapes, and you had to drop the shapes as a kid in the right place for them to fall through on the little machine, is that the problem wasn't the shape, it was the hole you were trying to put it in. And sometimes when you're trying to be big with some people, the problem ain't them, it's where you put them, because they would fit if you put them in the right circle. Okay, I'm through. Let me go to my next one. Alliances bring healing. Alliances bring healing. It's right here in this text, y'all. It's right here in this text. Y'all ready? It's right here in text. Verse 5. He says, when Jesus saw this next word, their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Oh, man. That was so powerful. Y'all missed that. It had nothing to do with him. See, what I've realized, that what they told us as kids was true, but if it's true on one side, it has to be true on the other side. It's the law of opposites, that if one thing is true on one side, it has to automatically be true on the other side, which means what? Birds of a feather flock together. That means what? That if all of my friends were shady, then that meant I was shady. But that also means that if all my friends are good and I'm good, that means that I'm good. So that means that every now and then you got to figure out if you want to be around these same birds, because alliances bring healing. He didn't get healed because of what he said, or his convincing power, or his relationship and belief system in God. He got healed because his friends fought past the crowd and said, I need you healed. Watch this. Not because I got power and believe that God can do it. I need you healed because I'm tired of packing you. And the only way that I'm going to get you healed is by taking you to Jesus. Most of us struggle because we refuse to take our friends and relationships to Jesus, because we're scared that they might not be the same once we take them there. But the truth is that if you're tired of carrying them, you won't appreciate what's going on and what God can do until you get tired of carrying people that are only dead weight. And you'll understand this, and I'm going to get off of this and get into my sub points, that some people, watch this, don't appreciate what you bring to the table because they are not weight. They're dead weight. And there's a difference, because dead weight is heavier than regular weight, because it's just laying on you. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Let me move on and get out of the way. The first thing that we learn is not what you do, it's who you do it with. Man, a house full of people. Let me tell y'all how many people was there. It was so many people that they couldn't even get through the door. It was so many people that they couldn't even figure out how to get through the door together. It was so many people in the room that when they decided to get to God, they said, hey, look, there's no room on horizontal. We got to go vertical. There's no room to go straight in. We got to go up. Y'all missed it. It's not what you do. It's who you do it with. It's not about what they got going on, because if he had had a different set of friends, he could have went back home. Because the wrong set of friends tell you, hey, look, don't worry about it. We're going to try it again tomorrow. Jesus just came back. He came back again. He'll be back another time. We'll figure it out. No. It's not about what you do. It's about who you do it, with. Come on, y'all, don't make me go to that song. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. It's not about what you got going on. It's who you connect yourself to make that thing work out. Because watch this. If you connect it to the right person, you can get some big stuff. Man, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. It's not about what you got going on. It's about who you connect it to. Because if you get connected to the right people, Then your praise gets different, because you get access to God. Because where you, watch this, were unable to move physically, they were able to carry you. I'm tired of people that I got to be strong where you strong. I need you strong where I'm weak. Watch this, because when I need to lay on my back and relax, I need you to carry me. I don't need you to tell me that I'm lazy and I need to get up. I need some people. I need some carriers in my life. Watch this. Not because I'm contagious. No. but because I'm resting. Because what I'm finna do, watch this. Because if you carry me in this season, y'all ready for this? I'm going to allow your faith to bless everybody in the house. Because when I finished being on display, because you carried me to get here. Oh, man. Okay, let me go to this, and I'm going to move completely out of this point. I'm going to give y'all these next two, and I'm going to be through. The thing about it is that we have to understand that life is like a play. And when you go to a play, you got to have the full cast in the play before you can... before the play makes sense. Everybody got to play their own part. No, Cora can be funny, but she ain't Madea. Yeah. Madea is good, but she can't be Brown. Ah. Madea, as funny as she is, she can't be the husband that's beating the wife. Why? Because everybody plays a part. Everybody plays a part in the play. And when you play your own part, when the time to shine comes up, watch this. Everybody can't be Eddie Kane. But somebody got to be a fire heartbeat. I done killed myself. I'm through. You can't. Okay, let me go Temptations for y'all. Y'all don't like Five Heartbeats. Y'all don't like Madea. Let me go Five Heartbeats. Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis, but that's fine. They came to see the Temptation. And just give me my jacket and let me play my part. Watch this. So in this scene, if you a carrier, then carry. If you a layer, then lay. If you a roof mover, be a roof mover. But in this season, I'm keeping people around me because my alliances are healing me. And I need everybody that's supposed to be in place to play their part, because if you're not blocking, I can't run. I'm through. Next thing, teamwork makes the dream. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. I'm way over my time. Let me get out of here. Y'all ready for this one? Because this one came to me in my sleep last night. Be ants, not crabs. Be ants, not crabs. What's the difference? Ants can carry 10 times their weight, but watch this, they get in a group and can carry 100 times their weight because they all get up under the same thing and support it together and they carry each other. But crabs can actually get out of the barrel that you put them in. But the problem is that the crabs, it's not the issue of size. It's not the issue of relationship. It's not the issue of numbers. The issue is of attitude and mentality. The problem with the crabs is that it's not that we can't do it if we all together. The problem is that they all want to do it themselves. So if you leave them in the barrel long enough, they'll keep pulling each other down because I want to get mine first. Watch this. I don't have to be next in line for a miracle. Just put me in the line. Guess what? Because when you watch the Super Bowl, it's a group of players that's on the sideline. They never get in the game. They ain't never played all season. They not going to play in the Super Bowl. But when the team wins, watch this. Everybody gets on stage and everybody gets a ring. You want your ring? Get on the right team and be there. Okay, I got my last thing. This is my last point. I'm really through, y'all. Allow God to speak for you. This one right here in the text. It's really in the text by not being in the text, so it made it in the text. It's the flip of what's really going on. It's what's stated by not being stated. Do you realize that in this text, in the whole Mark 2, verses 1 through 12, the man on the mat never says a word? The whole time, the man never... If you can show me something he said, I promise you I'll take my last point back and go home and pack up my own crayons. But from what I'm looking at, the man never says a word. Three things, I'm through. The first thing, shut up sometimes. Ooh, I knew that was going to go hit pretty hard. The saints need to learn, shut up. I don't care if you got a word that you got. You're trying to make this thing move in a magical situation. You got to get this off of your mind. No, baby, shh.
has power and shutting up. Quit telling everybody a piece of your mind. Just shh. Watch this. Everybody played their part. And he might have been the star of the show. But shutting up is what got him healed. Y'all ain't ready for this. Let me show you it in the text. He at the house. He couldn't have been walking around to find out that Jesus was in town. Somebody had to go to the house and tell him. He couldn't make them pack him to the church. Y'all ain't with me. He couldn't make them pack him to the church. Why? He was on his back. The Bible don't record him saying nothing when they get to the house and can't get in. Y'all ready? I'm going through all of the places that we, as people, normally start talking. They get him and say, let's get him on the roof. He didn't ask for a vote. He didn't ask for clarification. He didn't ask for communication. He just went up on the roof. They start tearing it down and start lowering it. Off the roof. Down to the feet of Jesus. He didn't say a word. Jesus looked at him and says, son, your sins are forgiven. He didn't say a word. They get all the way to the place where Jesus, watch this, starts arguing with the people's thoughts. Because the Bible says right here that immediately Jesus knew in his spirit what they were thinking in their hearts. And then Jesus started talking to them. Okay, let me show y'all the blessing of shutting up. That when you shut up, you let our next point come through. That you appreciate that God's word is final. Because sometimes we start talking because we want to understand why God is doing the stuff he's doing. But the shout of this text really is in the fact that he started off just forgiving my sins. But he ended up healing me. No, I started out getting one thing out of this, but when by the time you kept on talking and made him mad, he decided to heal me. Because what he was going to do, y'all ready for this, was an inside job that was just between me and God. But what he ended up doing was a whole rehab turnaround in my life because I shut up long enough to let him finish talking and working it out. There's a time and a place for everything, and most of us don't know the time or the place for shutting up. If you ain't got a clear understanding, shh, don't tell nobody. Sit there long enough, ask questions, try to figure it out, but don't try to tell God what to do because you're trying to figure out what God already didn't work at. I'm going to lay on this floor right here. It's a floor right here on this, right here that I'm sitting here. I'm just going to lay across this floor because most of us get ready to start praying and end up talking to God the whole time and never shut up long enough for him to tell you, ain't no need to worry. It'll be all over in the morning. Watch this. I shut up long enough that I told the leaders yesterday that this thing wasn't going to be over by Easter. And come on the news today and they talking about it's going to extend all the way to the end of April. I ain't surprised by what's going on because I've been shutting up long enough to listen to God. Okay, I'm through. The last thing in this thing that we realized that you have to do. The third thing you got to do when you want to be big with somebody else, you got to walk it out. East side, walk it out. West side. Okay, I'm sorry, that's in my head. You got to walk it. That thing said in my spirit, y'all. You got to walk it out. I'm so hard I'm sweating. You got to walk it. Walk it out. This is the problem that most of us have, and I'm through. And I'm going to leave us with this because it's going to be a little deep. It's going to be a little hard. Jesus says to the man, I tell you, take up your mat and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this before. Well, why are you talking about that, Rev? Well, most of us try to testify with our mouth. But most of us need to shut up long enough to just walk it out. You can sing the old song. I liked it. It still stir up something in me. It says, I know I've been changed. Not because you said something. No. And not because nobody on this earth can see anything. Well, how do you know you've been changed? Because the angels in heaven. Then sign my name. No. If you don't believe I've been redeemed, follow me down to the Jordan stream. The angels in heaven then signed my name. Well, why you keep trying to say that, Pastor? Because I'm trying to get you to understand that when all hell breaks loose in your life, you got to move from where you are to trying to act like everybody else got you and everybody else got to understand you and you got to make them get where you going. No, don't none of that matter. You just walk out your own healing and salvation. Watch this, because you ain't got to bring attention to the fact that you were sinning. No. Not in my house. You ain't got to do that. What you got to do is just walk better than you used to walk. And they'll just look at you. Just look at you looking. Just trying to figure out how you going to get through what you're going through. I'm trying not to raise my voice, y'all, but I feel it all in my bones. That in this season of my life, I'm moving from this quiet, braggadocious spirit into this place of meek and humbleness. Because where I'm going, watch this, is going to be big. Y'all, it's going to be big. It's going to be so big that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all of the good things that God has in store for me. And when I get there, I'm going to know how to act because I shut up long enough to listen to them give me the training on how to do it when I get there. So guess what? The people that's trying to bless you in this next season of your life, you're going to just shut up. And you're going to shut up long enough that they're going to talk about you like you bigger than where you are. So when you get that big, they ain't surprised because they thought you was there the whole time. And they'll increase your capacity because the Bible says, I got a Bible for this, give and it shall be given in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So watch this. When you get ready to go up in this season, God is going to bless you through some people. And when you get ready to get blessed through some stuff you got going on, that's some miracles that's going to come through your house that the corona can't stop. That's going to be some miracles that come through your house that a shutdown, a lockdown, a cancel school can't stop. Because guess what? I've been waiting all year to plan to write this book. And God said, you at home, why you ain't writing? I gave you the free time you've been looking for. Why you ain't start doing it? Why? Because you keep trying to figure out what God is going to do. Just shut up long enough and watch him do what he does. I'm through. Any questions? I'm through. I promise y'all I'm through. I done praised my way through today. I feel better, so much better since I laid my burdens out. Any questions? Anybody want to come off of mute, wave your hand, say something? If not... I won't take you too fast. All right. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, just show me on the screen some in the chat some emojis, some love, some thumbs up on the videos or something. I hope y'all really enjoyed tonight. I really pray that it was a blessing to you. Don't leave the church, Pastor, but I'm trying to offend you by telling you to shut up. But in this season, that's when people just need to stop talking. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody got any questions, comments, concerns? All right. All right, well, if you are not a part of the Victory Community Church, but desire to be a part, this time we tell you, you can come be a part texting this number, 833-489-7279, to be a part of what God is doing here at Victory. We'll keep up with this big series through April. We are excited about it, man. I feel that God is really doing something, guys. And we can do this if we try and do it together. That's the time for independence and individualness has gone along too far. That if you desire to be a part of what we're doing, this is the time that you can come join. Just text Join Victory to 833-489-7279. And we will be in touch with you. We love you. One quick announcement. Tomorrow night, right here on our Zoom call, we'll have our new weekly prayer call at 7 p.m. You'll see it on all social media. We'll be sending out the email tomorrow. Thank y'all for the love. I'm seeing it in the chat. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., same bat station, same bat time tomorrow night. We're going to be praying right here in the room on Zoom. Our prayer team will be leading us through that. Submit your prayer request. I know that we are new to doing it via email. But guys, if you want your name called out before God, this is the place to do it. This is the time to do it. We love you. Last but not least, y'all know we can't do this without being financially supportive of what we're doing. If you are here, this is the time that we ask that you can give. You can give to the ministry to any direction, any way you want, through our website info, through the website everythingvictory.org, or you can give on Cash App at Everything Victory, or through the Givelify app tonight. A gift of $20 would be greatly appreciated. Y'all, I love y'all. Y'all know it. God is doing some major, major, major things. If this is your time to tithe, you can do that as well. We'll be back Sunday. We're going to do it on Facebook. We're going to do it on Zoom. We're going to try it on YouTube again. We got some big things happening, man. God is using this virus to direct us and motivate us in some major, major, major ways and in some major directions. Because God can bless in a storm. God got me working on Sunday's message already. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to leave this on the screen. We're going to have a little music. And after you've given, you can log off. Let me pray. And then we're going to dismiss. God, we love you. God, we honor you. We depend on you. We care for you more than tongue could ever tell. Those that are sowing in this season, we thank you for their gifts. We thank you for the opportunity to give to you. We pray that this lesson was a blessing to your people, to all of those that were on this call tonight. God, we thank you, God, that your spirit reigns and rules in our life in a very independent way. God, we love you. There's nothing in the world that we love more than you, and we desire to be big with you. Take us through this week as we prepare next week for Holy Week to pray and praise in a magnificent and mighty way. God, your power, your authority, your rule is in our life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I love y'all. Once you give, you can go ahead and log off. I'm going to be playing music for the next 10, 15 minutes. So love y'all. See y'all later. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you.
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it.
Blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Keep the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for all the flow. Cause I'm getting ready.
I just finished sitting down.
I'm like on that thing.
I mean,
all I'm
saying, in a more comfortable chair. I'm not saying go back to the skills. Oh, I feel like we're at 6 minutes and shit. We did it. I'm sorry.
What? Underwear.